You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
All right, go ahead. Shoot away, Coach.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, so my first thing is, I think one of the areas where I'm not as good of a teacher, or maybe I need your clarification.
Okay.
So I can teach defense. I can do a lot of things. Skill development, I can teach some deep, but what offense, running offense, and all my years of coaching when I've been a head coach, I feel like the guys end up playing freely, pick and roll, set a screen. They're just kind of the things we talk about.
Okay.
Pass, screen away.
Yep.
Pass and cut.
Yep.
But no one's really running the pattern that we kind of discuss. And so I'm like,
what aren't they doing? That's my question. Like, is it the spacing? Is it the, you know, what aren't they doing that you want them to do?
I've tried to do a pattern before. I know this was a problem. We tried to do that 5-out open post that the guy Pettigrew from your state.
Yep.
I tried to have him do that. They couldn't, I mean, run Iowa. I think you've seen that tape.
Yep. Yep.
You know, run Iowa, run Revolve. Comes to the game time, I need your help in terms of next season. If when we find an offense that we like, whatever it is, and I'm looking at your, you know, I'm a regular subscriber to your coaching.
Yep.
I'm starting to I'm starting to get into your classes. And I'm going to start looking at,
So go through the one picking an offense, because that's going to be the key. Yeah. You got to figure out what you need.
I started doing that.
Okay.
But what do I need to do to get these guys? How much time do I need to spend so these guys actually go through the offense rather than, I just feel like they're free. I mean, we score, you know, we're okay, but I feel like we don't look like some teams. You just see them and they're running a pattern. They're running an offense. They're doing something. They're back screening. You see this pattern. I just can't get my teams to do that. And I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong.
Yep. So I think you got to simplify. First of all, that's what I have found when we run read and react. You know, we used to run a structured offense like fist and, or swing or flex. We used to run that. And then we ran the triangle, and then we ran some motion, and then now we're running some read and react. So what you have to do is pick a couple things that you want to get really good at. And those are the ones you got to pound in, especially if you're running like a non-structured offense. I personally believe the game has moved away from the structured offense to the non one. Just because I think scouting has blown up so much that I'm going to know if you're running a structured offense, like the swing or flex or something like that, I can stop you because I'll have so much film and I'll be able to. So that's why I think the motion free offense per se is a little bit better way to go. So the offenses that you see, they're not running a structured, like you cut here, you cut here, you cut there. They're just doing things really well, like back screening or curling or those kind of things, correct?
Yeah. But sometimes it looks like it's a pattern. They're doing the back screen, but within a pattern, or they're doing, I mean, some of these teams look really good and I get it. I'm like, honestly, I'm a little jealous. I'm like, how come my guys aren't doing that?
Right. I mean, So the back screen's a really hard thing to if they do that consistently, that's a very hard thing to teach. But so I think you gotta go through the course about picking an offense. And then I think what you have to do is figure out what two or three things they will cut to the basket. That is, and you don't even have to teach them to cut to the basket, like pass and cut. That's an easy thing. But what do you want to get really good at? Do you want to get good at ball screens? Do you want to get good at filling your five spots? Do you want to get good at backs? Those are the things. And then you got to start breaking drills down 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4 with those specific things. Because we'll actually do a practice where we'll run our offense, and the only way you can reverse the ball is if it's off a back screen. So they basically, all they're doing is sitting back screens. And then we'll add a layer. So it's like building a, you know, like a cake. You do the bot, or building a house maybe is a better analogy. You basically pour the foundation, cutting the basket five spots, whatever it is. Then the next step is the first floor. Well, what do you want to get good at next? All right. Well, you can cut or you can ball screen, and that's it. And then you just keep working that until it's literally, they don't even think about it. And then you add the next layer, and then you add the next layer. You know, you get to two or three layers that are really good at high school level, you're going to be a really good team because you're going to have spacing. You're going to have kids that can create. You're going to don't try to do too many things well is what I'm basically telling you. You know, I think you're probably running it. I mean, and I'll do what I did for another coach. If you want to send me some film and then we come back in a couple of weeks, give me some time to watch it, then we can talk about your offense. I'd love to do that. I did that with another T-Troops member.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. So send me some tape. I'm on Huddle.
Oh, yep. So I'll have you share it with me. And then I'll give me like a week to watch it. And then Jake, who does my High School Hoops podcast, him and I will both watch it and we'll come back and go through it with you. That's much better than I can sit and talk about philosophical stuff, but when I see it, then I will like, ooh, you're not doing this. Yeah. A lot of spacing. And it was great. We were able to help Mark in 10 minutes. He's still talking. It's like, oh, it's so great. Cause we were able to look at his film from last year. Cause he's got a lot of guys coming back. And most teams are pretty similar. So we'll do that. I'll write myself a note. And then you send me
I'll send you the Huddle. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me what to watch. Like, first of all, you gotta tell me which team you are, and then, you know, which color jerseys you're wearing. And then tell me, and then just send like a game or two of things that you want, you know, what do you want me to critique. Look at? Yeah, critique. Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to look at? Offense, defense, out of bounds plays, whatever.
Maybe the last two games of the season might be good.
Okay.
How about this? We won the last two games. How about I send you one where we won and one where we lost?
Okay. So you did your season end just end because of COVID?
Our season ended on schedule, like right before right before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Right
okay.
on schedule.
Right on
and,
schedule. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Send me that and then I can help you. That'll be better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. That was okay. Off that question.
Yep.
Do you have, if I just stick with your website, will I find the offense that I need?
Yes, I think so. And if not,
I don't need to go. I don't need to go to Championship Productions and find an offense videotape from there.
Go through the course on T-Tubes, and that might move you toward maybe you want to run something like, I don't know, read and react. Maybe you want to run a motion. Maybe you want to run a triangle. Then you and I can talk. But do the course. Answer all the questions to yourself first to figure out what kind of team you have coming back, what you want to do, and then. And then I can send you in the right spot. If you need to go get something else, I can help you do that.
But you have in your website, you have that too, I believe.
I do. I have that stuff, but I'm just saying I don't have everything. And if I don't have it, I want to help you make sure you get everything you need.
Yeah, got you.
So, but go through. The thing is, why I like the course on picking an offense is it just starts making you think about it. I actually go through it every year myself. Like I have a different team coming back next year. Hopefully we get to play. And then, so I'm trying to think about how my team is going to be different. You know, I don't have a real true center next year. So do I have to tweak stuff? So I do that kind of every year. Like, okay, do I have to, you know, do different things for my team offensively? And then are you going to stay same defensively?
Yeah. You know, and you know what I started doing? I started with your podcast.
Okay.
From your very first podcast. I've gone through 10 of them. Maybe tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to go 10 through 20. I'm going to catch up to number 500 and whatever you're on.
Leave a review. We love the reviews. Leave a review.
I think I already did one.
Okay. If you did, good. We love the reviews.
When I first talked to you. So then the other thing off. Yes, I'm going to run pretty much. I think I was already doing kind of what you were doing. And I 70% man. 78% man. I think you're like in the 70s. And the other,
70, yeah, 30, I like probably, that
zone. So, okay. Here's one of my biggest questions that I've been meaning to ask you is, I'm just looking at, let's see how we're doing on time. Okay, we're good. So a way to connect better with my guy. I'm feeling like I'm not connecting as much with my guys, and I don't know. Feel like I'm given a lot.
Right.
I mean, they don't ever pay for anything.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
I take them out of town to tournaments. They never pay anything. I never ask their parents for a penny. I've been there 2 years. No one has ever paid a penny. Now, this is coming out of my pocket or some of the little fundraising that we do.
Right. It's community services the way I look at it. Yes. So here's what I would say with connecting with them is you got to meet them where they are. If you're talking about the players. So that means you got to get a Snapchat.
I don't do that. See, I need your help with that.
You got to get a Snapchat. I was fighting Snapchat hard, but that's basically how I communicate with them now real quick, but it's quick communication. Snapchat is like, quick video, a quick chat, boom, it goes out. And they always check that. That Instagram and TikTok are probably the three places they are. So you got to basically find a way to get on those. I just went on TikTok. I just started on TikTok now that the quarantine happened. And I'm just basically making fun of myself. Like, you know, and they think it's funny. They're hilarious. They all follow me. I also do life lessons in my class. So that's one of the reasons I started TikTok because I still want to do my life lessons. But that's where you got to, they will think it's funny. They will make fun of you, quote unquote, hey, I'm starting a Snapchat, blah, 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 blah. And then you do like funny one. That's where you got to connect with them. It's harder right now because I haven't seen my guys in a month. Like physically haven't seen them in a month.
Right.
So the only way I'm kind of connecting is kind of that back and forth with that. You know, Zoom calls and all this. This is different than if you and I were sitting in a room, you know, having a beer talking. This is different. It's not the same.
Right.
So it's close. It's good, but it's not the same. Right. So that's where I would try to connect with them. Yeah, that's my thought. I was just starting to, me and another guy were just starting to plan kind of like a retreat, try to get like 20 coaches together and we'd sit for the whole weekend and talk hoops, blah, blah, blah. Cause I think there's a difference between the Zoom stuff and actually sitting and just immersing yourself. You probably do that in your field. Like you go away to something and you just immerse. And I was thinking something really small. We just sit and we talk hoops the whole weekend and we just brain dump. Cause I love that stuff and it's like makes me better. But I just never got to it. And then the world ended basically. So
Right. That's
going to be a year before I probably can even think about it again. But, anyway, so yeah, that's how I think. That's where you got to meet them. You got to meet them where they are basically.
Got it. Okay. Okay. All right.
And I can help you set up a Snapchat. It's not that hard, but
I have a Snapchat just for me, my mom, my wife and my kids, but I don't have anything with them.
Yes. And what they did is like my son was on my team this year. So he started a group one and it said Snapchat basketball with coach and they highlighted it. And cause they have one without me, which is great. I don't even want to know what's on the one without me, but they had one with just me. So that was the way I communicated with them. So you could have one of the guys, you could get them on a Zoom call and say, hey, one of the guys you trust and say, hey, I'm gonna stop the Snapchat. Help me do this. Blah, blah, blah. And they'll feel like, it'll feel like they're walking grandpa through the woods holding his hand, which is good.
That's
good,
you
know? And it's the same with TikTok. It was like, you know, I started my first one literally the week I think they shut school down. And, you know, my first one was I'm TikToking, TikTok, 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 you know. And they thought it was hilarious because I don't know what TikTok is. And now I kind of know what it is. But anyway, it's, yeah. So do that. Now they'll think that's really cool. They'll think that's cool.
Okay.
I'm an old fart. I'm 50 something. You know, they think the old farts getting on TikTok. It's pretty funny. So
when I'm 55, man. Yeah. So there, but yeah, no. So, okay. Is that something? So you're saying basically contact one of the guys that I trust a lot and,
yes.
And say, have hey, him set up a Snapchat or
well,
have
no,
me-
you have a Snapchat. He can set up a Snapchat group with all the guys. And okay. He can, and it will basically, I got to look at mine. I'm going to grab mine right now. So mine says, it says, I had one for volleyball when I was coaching volleyball. So it's varsity basketball 2020 with Coach Collins. So he could set one of those up. So every time I communicate, I don't go even one-on-one with the kids. I just do it in that group one. Like, hey, how you guys doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm walking my dogs, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then they'll snap back or I'll make a funny video of me cooking dinner. And they'll send it off and they'll write comments back and whatever. But they know that that's the one with me. So when they're communicating, it's not with their friends. It's not. And he can help you set that up. And then he'll invite everybody in that group. It's like a subgroup. And then TikTok, you just set up a TikTok that, you know, TikToks are 15 seconds or 60 seconds and they're just videos and they'll think it's funny.
But, yeah, I kind of started looking at that recently because of my kids. But
yeah,
okay, that's a good idea. All right, here's another one. I think we have a few minutes.
Yeah,
we
do.
Hold on. Okay, so the other question I had is, I think from what I've learned is as you described, less is more. Okay, so but here's my question. In terms of pressing, and I heard one of your podcasts, you pressed a lot and I want to press more than I did this year.
I did. But my question, I pressed a lot. I used to, when you're better press is kind of my theory. When you're better press, like we pressed a little bit this year. We did more in the half court. There's the cost benefit, right? Like, when you're really good, pressing is the way to go or pressure is the way to go. It's the law of large numbers. You want more possessions, right? So you got to pick your, and you probably have listened to my podcast enough that, you know, I believe change is sometimes going from press to not press is good too. But you're going to be athletic enough and you feel like you can pressure to do that.
I don't know that. I mean, I think I have some athletes. I do have, it depends what team I have coming back.
Right.
Generally speaking, I have a few, I'm not real deep, but I'm just, I have a friend who's won a lot. And he's always like, dude, you need to press more. You need to press. His pressure.
And they'll buy into it. It's an easy sell. It's like telling kids that they can go and pick some candy out of the candy store. It's an easy, pressing's an easy sell. It's not a hard sell at all.
Okay, but here's the question. Do I have more than one zone press? Do I have two zone presses? Do I do more than just a straight up man to man? Do I do a man and jump, what is it called?
A run and jump.
Run and jump.
Yep.
What do I do?
Are you thinking just full court, no half court?
Okay, so last year we did a 2-2-1 press.
Okay.
That worked. It won us games.
Okay.
And I did a 1-2-1-1. I had a 1-2-1-1 in my pocket and a 2-2-1. But we ended up, like, for part of the season, we did that. And we felt like it wasn't working so well. So then we went to a 2-2-1. We had a straight up man to man. We never really got to the run and jump because I think I don't think we had enough time. We didn't put it in. Our guys weren't real familiar.
Yeah. It's a hard one to run. Yep.
So what would be your advice in terms of next year? Do I pick two and go with it?
Well, the hard thing is you can do that.
Do I do two man, two zone?
I think you get as good. I think here's what I tell coaches. You get as good at teaching as many as you can, because you might think the 2-2-1 is great for your team next year, and then you put it in and it looks horrible. So you have to get good at a 1-3-1 and a run and jump. You have to get as good as – you have to have as much in the tool box as you can. And then when the season comes, you just start pulling and seeing how it looks. Because until you really get them out there, you're not going to know. I would try to get stuff that can convert to full court to half court. Like, you can extend a 1-3-1 and run in three-quarter court and then run at half court. You can run a 1-2-2 into a 3-2 kind of trapping zone. So I think you want to think about, because those are both similar in the drop.
Right, right. Yeah.
But then sometimes you're going full court, sometimes you're going half court, sometimes you're playing straight man. Because high school kids don't adjust well to change. So when a team's making a run at you, if you can just change up just a little bit, it's so good as far as conversion. I I've said this recently on my podcast, because we've been doing a lot of tracking recently. When someone's scoring on us two or three possessions in a row, we'll change up, because I'm just trying to get them out of rhythm. You know how teams get in rhythms? I'm trying to break your rhythm. It's like a shooter. A shooter hits a couple. They better not hit the third three, or they better, you better follow them and lay them out kind of thing. So don't let them get in rhythm. Well, that's where I think you want more things in your arsenal where, maybe we're running the 2-2-1 full court, but now they're starting to break it. All right, we'll fall back into the half court 2-2-1 where we trap a little bit differently. So I think you want to get as good as you want to get good at a lot of different things, and then have three or four things that you're thinking of trying, because who knows what the team's going to look like actually
that
first day. So you want to have as many things as you can to pull from, I think.
Do you ever do like a zone full court press and just go back into man?
Yes.
Do you ever do that?
Yes. That's all talking. The key to that is you better have a team that can talk, because you might not end up on your guy right away and have to switch it back when they kind of run by each other.
Yeah.
So I will do that. I will do make miss. Like if we make, we're in this, we miss, we're in this.
Right.
So usually it's a miss, we're back into man, a make, we're probably in a zone, some sort of zone.
Full court.
Because on a miss, even half court, but it doesn't matter. But make miss, we'll do make miss. I've had maybe three teams that could do left, right side of the court. where a team will bring it up, and if they pass it to the right side of the court, we're in one thing, and they pass it to the left side of the court. Yeah, that freaks teams out, because they never know what you're going to be in. But that, again, takes practice. It's like, how good are you? What can you do? Make miss is an easy enough thing to do, especially if you started early in the season, that it really throws teams off, because they're just not sure what you're doing. Are we in man? Are we in zone? Are we in man? Are we in zone? Kind of thing. So that's why I try to go that make miss on a man and a zone changeup. You can be pressure, not pressure, but And again,
let me ask you that. Keep it simple. Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes,
what you just described is complicated, coach.
It is.
You know, that's
make miss is not that complicated. It really
is. No, make miss is not. But right side, left side, die.
That's a whole different level.
That's a high IQ.
One of the guys is in the NBA that I used to run that with. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Yeah. So here's the other last question. It's not even related. It's just when I was emailing with you, you invited me to a group coaches meet Zoom. And my question is this, like, I really like this. You're answering my questions, the things that I'm concerned about. Mm-hmm. But is there a benefit to joining your office hours Zoom?
If you want. Office hours tends to be just drop-in. Like sometimes Jake usually comes with me. Sometimes people come to office hours and there's no one there and that's fine. Then we just go away. Sometimes three or four people show up. It just kind of depends. I don't mind doing this. It's just figuring our two schedules, especially because we're in different time zones.
Got it.
But I don't care. I mean, this is as good for me as office hours. I just do office hours because people are asking and it's like, hey, let's meet a week from Tuesday. If you want to come, if you don't, you know, so it's more of a drop-in. I try to think of the college kind of theory, office hours.
Office hours, yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now with my high school. Like, I was just writing down my office hours because we're online now and we're virtual. Yeah, yeah. So a couple days a week, I just have office hours. And whichever kids show up, I'll help them with their stats and then whatever we're doing. So,
Do you find it's beneficial to have a group of coaches talking on Zoom? Do you ever find that helps?
I do. I do. They tend to ask me more than I like, which is fine. that's fine. I'm not the guru, but I'm more than willing. I'm more than willing to help, but that's why I was thinking about the retreat. It's like, if we all got in a room, I think the dynamic would change a little bit, where we could all kind of share. Cause that's the thing is we all have, I've said this on my podcast, I'm the coach I am because of all, I was an assistant coach under all these great coaches and I took pieces of all of them. Coaches are thieves, basically. We all steal stuff that we like from other coaches. That's what we do, So So the group thing's different. If you want to come. I mean, you can always check it out. Sometimes it'll be just you, Jake, and I.
When are your office hours?
I haven't done any this week. I literally just started it. So about every other week on Facebook, I'll post them on the top of Facebook.
Okay. All right, man. I know you have another meeting, so I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank anytime. You so much. And stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't get sick. Yeah. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, we love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.